Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Spirit of Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
2 Corinthians 4 and Hebrews 10. 2 Corinthians 4 and Hebrews 10. Talking about the spirit of faith. Let's pray before we read and believe the Lord for, you know, not just for you to sit there and be bored or just sit there and just listen to me. Church is supposed to be more than listening to the preacher. Yeah. Right? We have a mighty teacher. Yes. Hallelujah. And I'm not talking about me. The Holy Spirit, the one who is in me and in you, and He can say things to you that I never even said. Right? Things in between the lines or something about something that was said that can solve a problem you've been having for years. Answer a question you've been in the dark about for a long time. You just see it, know it in a flash, change your life. Do we really believe that God speaks to us when we come to church? That's an awesome thing. Amen? I mean, what do you think if the world really believed God was talking in here tonight? See, it's not real to people, is it? But He does speak to us through His Word. He does speak to us through His Spirit. Amen? And it wouldn't be any more real, it wouldn't be any more Him if He came down through the ceiling and you saw Jesus and you heard Him with your ears. It wouldn't be any more the Word of God than this right here. So let's believe we receive. Father, thank You so much for the privilege of hearing Your Word. Give everybody eyes to see and ears that hear and a heart open and receptive. Show us exactly what You want us to see tonight. And Lord, we want to change anything that needs to be changed. And we want to be doers and not hearers only. Thank You for giving answers to questions, direction, solution, help. Right now, we look to the great, mighty Holy Spirit, whom You've sent to indwell us and to be our guide. And we yield to Him and cooperate with Him. And we give You all the glory. And we say, we are doers. In Jesus' name, amen. Everybody say, I'm a doer.
I'm a doer.
I'm a doer.
I'm a doer
of the Word of God. 2 Corinthians 4. Let's continue talking tonight about the spirit of faith. In 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 13, he said, we, having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak. Same spirit of faith. Same spirit of faith that was in Adam when he named all the animals. Same spirit of faith that was in Abraham when he left home and went out not knowing where he was going. Same spirit of faith that was in Moses when he stretched out his rod and the Red Sea parted. Same spirit of faith that was in David when he faced Goliath. Same spirit of faith that was in Elijah when he called down fire. Amen. Same spirit of faith when the prophet prophesied over the dry bones. Same spirit of faith that was in Peter preaching on the day of Pentecost. Same spirit of faith that was in the Lord Jesus, our Master Himself, when He cleansed the lepers and walked on the water and raised the dead. Hallelujah. That same spirit of faith is in you.
Amen.
And in me tonight.
Thank You, Lord.
And like all of them believed and said and things happened, you and I believe and say and things happen.
Amen.
That's enough to shout about right there.
Yeah.
Amen. Somebody said out loud, I believe,
I believe,
and I say,
and, I say,
and things happen.
And things happen.
Amen. Why? Because you got that same spirit of faith in you. Hallelujah. I like it already, don't you? Well, go with me over to Hebrews, the 10th chapter. Hebrews 10 and verse 35 says, "Cast not away therefore your confidence," that's a faith word, "which has great recompense or reward, for you have need of patience." That's a faith buddy. Do you know that you don't have any more faith than you do patience? Apparently a lot of people didn't know that. No, you don't. Let me say it like this. Do you understand that it does you just as much good to believe God for 3 days and quit as to not believe God at all?
Right.
You get the same results.
Right.
Believe God real strong for a week and then say, well, forget it, and quit, you'll get the same results as if you hadn't even tried to believe God at all.
Right. Amen.
It's not enough to just believe God real strong a little bit. You got to believe God until.
Amen.
Faith and patience. And that word literally means perseverance. You believe God and you keep on believing God. And the word reads the same today as it did 6 months ago.
Yeah.
And I'm saying the same thing and expecting the same thing today as I did a year ago. That's the people that get results. The people that are not moved by changing feelings and changing circumstances and changing reports. This report does not change. Right? And you got to stay on that. And you know, you'll be tempted. Sure you will. And I know some years ago, I'd been believing for something. Phyllis and I had been believing for a particular thing. And months had passed and it hadn't happened. And a year passed, it hadn't happened. And 2 years passed and it hadn't happened. And the enemy was bringing thoughts to my mind. I don't mean I was hearing voices, but these thoughts had come to me. This is not working. Look here, 2 years and you're further from it now than you were when you started. This, you know, you're just dreaming. And these thoughts were coming. It ain't working. It kept coming to my mind. It's not working. Any fool could see it's not working. It's not working. And so we were going into a restaurant to eat. And I told Phyllis, I'm going to go in here and wash my hands. And I went in there and I'm standing at the lavatory washing my hands. And this had been coming through my mind for days. It ain't working. Look, it ain't working. And the Holy Ghost up in my spirit, he said, hold on. Keep believing. Be strong. In a little while, it'll be all right. Hold on, hold on. It won't be long. Your faith will turn to sight. I thought, yeah, that's what I'm going to do, is hold on and not quit. I'm going to keep on. I've been believing for 2 years. Why quit now? And you know, the devil is a known liar. If he says it's not working, what should that tell you? If it wasn't working, why would he be bugging you? Right? Think about it. Why would he be bugging you with these thoughts of it's not working, it's not working? He ought to be happy then. Why would he say a word? No, if he's bugging you, telling you it's not working, that's one of the surest signs that it is working. Hmm? And it must be working real strong and putting a lot of pressure on him, and he's wanting you to quit. Because if you don't quit, he and all his cohorts can keep the thing from happening. Faith and patience. Through faith and perseverance or patience, we inherit the promises, the scripture said. So he said, don't cast away your confidence. It has great recompense of reward. You have need of patience, that after you've done the will of God, you might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul, I have no pleasure in him. We've been talking about, you know, going in now into the 11th chapter of Hebrews. And seeing all the examples of living faith. In verse 1, you know, he gives us the abstract definition. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. But don't stop there. Verse 2, through the rest of the chapter, he gives you living examples of what he just said.
Yes.
Yep. Amen. And one thing about faith, you know, James talks about dead faith versus living faith. Remember reading about that? He said, faith without works is dead. And so you see, every one of these cases was not somebody just sat on the side and waited to see. They did something. They said something, they did something that was an outflow of their faith. It was their faith put into action, and they got results. They're in the book. One thing we saw here, he said, God doesn't take pleasure in those that draw back. Faith doesn't draw back. Faith steps out.
Yes.
Everybody say it out loud.
Faith
steps out.
Steps out.
Amen. And we talked about, you know, we talked about us stepping out into this new area of ministry and how all the things that have happened this past year, God's done so much for us.
Amen.
I mean, all this money that's come in and all these people that's been saved and all, 8 brain miracles.
Amen.
Miracles of the brain, 8 in that area alone, just this that last few months. Well, what if we hadn't stepped out? Well, see, what if you don't step out? We talked about people, you know, people tithe and they give and they claim and they make confessions for prosperity, and then the Lord leads them, here's a new venture to open another branch of your business. Here's another thing, and people are afraid. But that's where your harvest is. Is in stepping out into the areas He leads. And if you get scared and you just want to play it safe and you don't want to step out, well, then you're drawing back and you're not yielding and giving place to your faith. And the Lord's not pleased in that, because one reason is because He can't bless you like He wants to, because you won't step out and obey. Say it out loud again.
Faith
steps out.
Steps out.
Well, I could just spend the rest of the night on that.
Yeah.
It's scary to step out sometimes. But you got to not yield to that fear. Huh? You don't, I mean, it hasn't happened yet. You don't know what's going to happen when you take this venture. You know? But faith obeys, faith steps out, and there's so many blessings that are never realized, so much promotion that is never experienced because people refuse to step out. Said out loud, I step out.
I have faith.
Faith steps out. He goes on to say, we are not of them who draw back unto perdition or destruction, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. And he gives us the definition of faith in 11:1. Verse 2, by faith the elders obtained a good report. That goes along with verse 6, that without faith it's impossible to please God. He that comes to God must believe He is, and that He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. The elders were spoken well of, many of them recorded and praised in this chapter because of their faith. Faith caused God to give them a good report. What's going to cause God to give us a good report? Our faith.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Spirit of Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org. where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, June 4th, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.